Pain in Our Head podcast contains themes of coarse language, adult themes, and the discussion of mental health themes. Some content may be emotionally challenging. If you or someone you know is at risk, please visit the description for mental health and suicide prevention contacts. Enjoy the show. Going on, everyone.
Howdy.
Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of the Pain in Our Head podcast.
I'm really impressed you kept it together. I could see
too tired. Too tired for your shit today.
I was like, I'm finally going to get this prick. I'm going to get him back and make him be the one laughing like a dickhead at the start of the episode. I could see it. I could see the struggle. You were just like...
That was good. It was pretty good. I wish the recording started a little earlier just so I could clip that.
No, I can't. Shit.
It'll be forever ingrained in my brain. Anyway.
Living rent-free.
Yeah, it will be. Lots to talk about this week. I'm going to talk about a band that I saw last week. We're going to cover off some music, some other shit talk, and we're talking about being overwhelmed and how much of a shit fight that can be sometimes. I hate being overwhelmed. I hate it. So anyway, I saw an Instagram before.
Surprise, surprise. For something different.
Yeah, I spammed you with a lot of reels this afternoon. It was good.
If I did, yeah.
So this one, it was like, so I'm going to ask you this question, and it's from kind of made it from this reel. Anyway, if the world was ending, right, world's ending, but you've got enough time to listen to one more song.
For fuck's sake.
What's that song going to be?
God damn, that's bullshit. You can't put me on the spot like that.
It's tricky, hey.
Fuck. Yeah, I've got nothing.
Got nothing?
Yeah, no. There's too many choices.
Way too many choices. Yeah. It was really hard. I was trying to think about it and I couldn't come up with anything either.
Yeah,
The reel had some guy driving along and the question popped up and then it's like, I'm cranking this and it starts playing the Katina band song from Star Wars. I was like, yep, that'd be the way I'd want to go out. You just drive it off. That's it. You're listening to that. So I thought that'd be pretty cool. Yeah. I wonder if that's on Spotify. I want to add it to the playlist.
It would be.
Yeah, it will be. Yeah, I'm going to add that. I will.
Yeah, fucking add it.
Yeah, there's some great music in Star Wars. Really good music.
Imperial March.
Yeah.
I had just my ringtone for so long.
There was a funny joke in the Family Guy Star Wars where they dig on... I think Hans Zimmer for coming in and taking over on one of the films. And yeah, because I should know this, but I can't think of the main composer. Oh, this is killing me. I know this.
I don't.
This is like my shit. I love music production and shit, and I can't even think of his name. That's going to kill me. He's done a stupid amount of work. Really, really good work too.
John Williams,
yeah. John Williams, yeah, is one. I thought there was another. Maybe it wasn't Hans Zimmer that I was thinking about. There's been John Williams. I think that's who they made the joke about, actually. I can't remember. It's been so long since I've seen Family Guy Star Wars. Really good.
John Williams has composed nearly all of the music heard in the Star Wars films.
Oh, okay. There we go. Interesting. No, it's really
cool. And he did the stuff at Harry Potter.
Yes. Yes, he did. Yeah. Great music in that too. Really enjoy the music in Harry Potter. Favorite score? The Dark Knight. And it's not because I'm biased to Batman. It's not. Listen to the score. It's top notch. I think it won an award. I'm pretty sure it did. Yeah, it's a really good score. Anyway. Moving on.
You've got me looking now, so fuck you.
You're determined to find out.
It looks like John Williams did the original ones, plus the all the way up to 2019. Like,
oh, okay, there we go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, he did all 9 movies.
Right. He did all of them. Yeah. There we go. I thought someone else. I thought there was one other that did one movie or something like that, but
useless.
Apparently not. Anyway, Cantina Band, good song.
Cantina.
Cantina. The Cantina Band, I call them the Cantina Band.
Little Boy in the Morning.
There's a 10-hour loop on YouTube.
I know they're fucking. There's might, also a 24-hour Gandalf Europop nod loop.
How long do you reckon you can get through? If the goal was to get to the end of the, have you done it? Have you gone 24 hours of it? Have you?
I have done the 12-hour loop.
Mm-hmm.
In one gaming session, I just opened it in YouTube, had it playing in the background, and then just proceeded to play nothing but Dota 2 with that playing in the background.
You must have had a lot of viewers.
I'm not ashamed. I wasn't streaming.
Oh, okay. Look, fair enough. It is pretty good. I think I could probably get through 30 minutes, though. I'd get bored.
Ah, bullshit. Same as the we're taking the hobbits to Isengard.
Oh, that I could listen to for a week straight, I reckon. Yeah, that's that's good.
Now I've got that Europop nod stuck in my head.
<Do-do-do-do-do-do>.
There you go, that's what I'm going out to. That's my last song.
That's it. That's your song.
All I can picture is just Gandalf just like
some good choices there. Yeah, leave us a comment. I'd love to know if you're listening, watching, what you would listen to in your last moments. Very touching.
Probably wrong.
No one, but that no one's listening.
No. Whatever songs I suggest, they're wrong.
Oh right. Yeah. I mean,
if it's not Europop knobbed, then you're wrong.
It could be something that we haven't thought of.
Look anyway, at my horse.
We'll leave it to them. Yeah.
No cock like
horse cock. If I did a 12-hour loop of that.
Fuck, I'd be down for that.
Oh, shit. Anyway, I saw Bad Flower last week. It was like a week ago now.
What made it a bad flower? Why wasn't it a good flower?
They're not good flowers. They're bad flowers. Yeah. They were really good. They were awesome. Unbelievable. Really enjoyed it. Great show. It was their first tour over in Australia.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did they get chlamydia from some koalas?
Yeah. Attacked by a few drop bears.
That's what everyone does. Like all the overseas bands, when they come, they always end up putting on their socials pictures of holding koalas. And you're just like, what the fuck?
Koalas.
Koalas. Koala.
Koala.
Why do you pick on me for how I say koala?
Because I just expect, I don't know, being a Queenslander, I expect to hear the koala.
It's a koala.
And koala.
Koala.
Yeah, koala.
Koala.
we already had this. I feel like I've been getting too much deja vu here. Anyway, though, look, Bad Flow were amazing. They were really good. Incredible live. Just
did you get in awesome. The fucking pit?
No, I didn't get that far in.
Throw some fucking hands.
But yeah, throw some. He crowd surfed. That was pretty fucking cool. He jumped off the stage. He came through. Oh, have you? Yeah.
I crowd surfed at Metallica.
Anyone catch you?
They just picked me up in the crowd.
Oh, they picked you up in the crowd.
Yeah.
Okay, you didn't jump off stage or anything. I thought you were going to say.
You'd be able to get on stage with Metallica.
Well, not Metallica, but I thought you might have been talking about one of your shows.
No. I crowd surfed like in the crowd of Metallica. They just fucking picked me up and fucking away. Like,
off you went.
Just like, fuck you!
Before you knew it, you're on the other side of the fucking pit.
Basically, it was like, I was at the front of the fucking like security fence, and then I was at the back of the pit, and I was just like, oh,
fuck.
And it's just like, all right, time to fucking lock and load. Let's go, bitches. Just threw the fucking up. Mosh pit. Just like, fucking let's go, cunt.
Knees up, doing some high knees as you're rolling through.
Fucking stomping through the pit. Just like, fuck, let's go. Don't clip that, you fucking asshole.
How does that go again?
You can't clip that one because I said the C word.
I'll find a way. Where there's a will, there's a way.
We need to stop beeping out the C word and use like a fucking rubber duck.
I've stopped beeping it out. I've just let it fly.
No, beep it out with something cool.
I'll think about it. Anyway.
In Metalocalypse, they use like a guitar pinch harmonic.
Oh, that'd be pretty cool. Burr.
Yeah, do it.
That's what it's gonna be.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm here for that. This is how we make executive decisions in regards to the podcast, which is shit talk, and something stupid comes up and we're like, hey, fuck it, hey, let's do it.
That's the one. No, they were awesome. They were really, really cool. Had a lot of energy. He didn't talk a lot. You know, we had the conversation about overseas bands coming over and talking to Australian crowd like we've never heard anyone talk before. Yeah, but he didn't, so that was cool. And they played pretty much everything I would have wanted them to, which was awesome. Well, maybe like two songs. And yeah, thoroughly enjoyed it. So worth the, I think I paid $70 for my ticket. Yeah. The merch was expensive.
Oh, yeah. Fucking merch is a rip-off these days. I remember when you used to go to like a fucking like Soundwave and you're like, yeah, $25 for a fucking shirt.
Yeah.
Fucking luck these days.
No. Yeah, like 50, 60.
And you're not even going to get a fucking beanie or a cap.
Hoodies were like 100, 120. Yeah. It's all like the, I know that the Bright Side where we went to, they take a cut.
Yeah.
So when I went and saw Caskets there a little while ago, they had the option. They were like, oh, if you want, you can do a tip, and the tip goes actually straight to the band. It doesn't, like, you know, they won't take a cut of it or whatever. So I think I ended up doing it. So, But their merch was a lot cheaper, though, considerably cheaper than what Bad Flowers were. So I didn't get anything, but enjoyed the show. Really, really good. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, well, I'm going to see Parkway next month in about a month, just over a month.
So, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Parkway.
Yeah, I missed out on seeing them before they got big. They did a PCYC gig back in Bundy. Like,
oh, they were still
unknown. Like, they were just a bunch of fucking surfy dudes from Byron Bay.
Mm.
And, yeah, they did an all-ages gig at the PCYC.
Yeah, well.
And I didn't go.
Mm.
And then, now fucking look at them. They're huge.
Yeah, they're good. I don't really know a lot of their stuff off the top of my head, but I've heard a fair bit of it.
You still haven't listened to the two songs that I told you to?
Which ones?
I sent you the other day when I was at work. I told you to listen to Swing and Wild Eyes.
By Parkway?
Yeah.
I've heard, did you say Wild Eyes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that one.
Because they both got really cool drum lines to them.
Yeah, that one sounds familiar. No, I did listen to these. Yeah, well, sometimes I just do things and forget about it. Mm. You know, I get sidetracked.
Mm. Anyway, let's talk about being overwhelmed.
Yeah, great. Let's talk about being overwhelmed. What is being overwhelmed?
It's when things get too much and it hurts your feelings.
Is that what you reckon? Yeah, yeah. Mm. Well, I mean,
essentially,
yeah.
It's when you can't take any more and you just want to punch it all up and scream.
You just want to go and sit in the corner of the shower and crawl up in a ball and cry. I've done that actually. I haven't been there.
Yeah, same.
I locked myself in my cupboard when I was younger.
I'm still waiting for you to come out of the closet.
Been trapped there since 2006.
Ma'am, Tom Cruise won't come out of the closet.
South Park. Need to rewatch that.
No, movie. I've cried anyway. In the shower. I've sat in the bottom of the shower and cried like a fucking baby.
Mm. Happens.
Get dead on the big jobs.
Sucks to suck.
It is what it is.
You just stand there one day and you go, fuck it, I'm going to go sit in the bottom of the shower. See how it goes.
I got home from work. And that's right. I broke up with my girlfriend, and I got home from that, and I went and had a shower, and just Mum's like, "Are you okay?"
No,
I broke up.
Oh shit! Fucking hell. We all remember early breakups. Like back when you were younger, fucking hell. Those were the times.
I wasn't young. I was, but not young. Like, this was a girlfriend I had for like 5 years. So I was like 20. Two, 23.
Yeah, so about 20 years ago. Wow.
Mm. Days ago for you, you fucking child.
Yes, it was 2 days ago. Mm. Well, those are that's one of the things that can cause overwhelm, feeling overwhelmed. You can feel that if you're stressed, if you're having mood changes, that's a good sign that you might be overwhelmed, a bit moody. I like that word, moody.
Yeah, we say it a lot.
Being moody.
Someone's a bit snappy over the toilet, like, oh, moody. I'm not fucking moody. Oh, he's moody.
That's good. It's good.
I'm a stinker for it. And they'll be like, oh, he's moody. I'm like, I'm not fucking moody. I'm like, what? Fuck off.
Yeah, revs you up the right way.
Revs you up the wrong way. You fucking.
I was waiting for you to.
I hate you, eh?
I love doing that to you. Hitting you with the wrong saying.
You act like
you
do it intentionally, but I think you're just stupid and you don't know shit.
you don't know me.
You don't know me. I'd like to know you.
That's a fucked up episode.
That is a very fucked up episode. Other symptoms of feeling overwhelmed, being overwhelmed.
Itch.
Physical exhaustion. I get that.
It says that pessimism is one of the fucking symptoms of being overwhelmed. And if that was the case, I'd be fucking overwhelmed 24/7. I'm pessimistic to shit. Just constantly waiting, like, what else is going to go wrong? What next?
What next? I can't think of it, but today, things were going so well. I'm like, something's going to go wrong here. I'm like, oh, okay. So that is what it is. I experienced that today. It was very weird. I usually don't experience that.
Optimistic is you see the positive in things, and pessimism is you see the negative in things. So it's like you're a glass half empty person instead of a glass half full.
It's half full. But yeah, it's half full.
Yeah, but I don't need to explain it.
I'm just fucking with you.
what do you mean you get that on the picture? Fuck.
You got to give him some context here.
I was chatting to someone and I told him a story and I finished the story off with, you get that on the big jobs. And they turned to me straight faced as fuck and said, what do you mean? And I was just like, what? What do you mean? You get that on the big jobs. And I was like,
did I stutter?
Exactly. Like, did I fucking stutter? Like, you get that on the big jobs. Like, it is what it is. Like, I don't know how to explain it. It's just, it's a dismissive acceptance of a situation. You're like, oh, well, fucking shit happens.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be like...
a polite way of saying shit happens.
It is, isn't it?
Get that for the big jobs.
Anyway, yes, no, you're right. That is one of the symptoms of feeling overwhelmed, being overwhelmed. Feeling isolated is another one, apparently.
Isolated. Well, God damn it, am I just living in a constant state of fucking overwhelm? Like, feeling isolated. Well, I am fucking isolated. I'm pessimistic as shit. What else we got? Mood changes. Physically exhausted, all the time. Am I stressed out? I'm pretty good for stress. And procrastination, fuck me.
That's your middle name.
It is not. I have two middle names, and that is William James. Thank you very much, Caleb.
Christian William James. Penny.
What's your middle name?
Fuck around and find out. It's not like it's my Facebook name or anything. It's fine.
Oh, is that your... That's not your last name.
No.
I thought that was your last name.
No.
I don't know your last name.
Wow. No, you don't know my last name. Yeah. I don't use my last name. I mean, I have to for legal documents and shit. It's all a lie. Even on the podcast, like, I've got my name as Caleb Lee.
Dad tell you to do that?
Why would my dad tell me to take off his name? What? What?
Protect your identity on the internet to make you harder to track.
No, it's gonna be pretty fucking easy. There's like gonna be 29 videos of me up on YouTube now as of next week. I'm pretty easy to track. Anyway, but yeah, there you go. You learned something.
Okay, every day. At night.
Is this you look out my window?
I said, I know. You should look out your window at night.
Oh, which one? Oh. I was hoping you'd say the right one. I was going to say, Jack's on you. There's only one. Anyway, very good. There's only one. It's a weird one, too. I'm not getting into my...
your bathroom.
We keep going way off topic. We keep procrastinating. We need to keep talking about overwhelm.
Identify why you're feeling overwhelmed.
Back up. Reasons why you... cope with it. Why do we feel overwhelmed? We already talked about this. Work problems, financial stress, loss of a relationship. That's where I was getting into when you were talking about your little crying in the shower moment 10, 20 years ago. It could be a reason. That could be a reason. Sorry.
It was about 10 health years issues. Ago.
Yeah, it would have been. Yeah. Health issues. I agree with that one. Yep. Health issues.
Health issues making you feel overwhelmed.
Yeah. Shit, yeah.
Yeah, I can agree to that.
Yep. That's awful. It's awful. If you've had any sort of health issues, whether it be like chronic or just ongoing, they're really overwhelming. Whether you have to, have treatment, lots of different, there's so many different things. I'm not going to talk about a health issue in particular, but just health issues across the board. Yeah. It can be super overwhelming, really hard to pull yourself out of. I'm just talking from experience. It sucks. It really sucks. It does. What?
Nothing. I'm just trying to be nice. I'm not going to make up some imaginary illness that you've got. I got nothing.
There you go. All right. Okay.
I'm not going to be a dick all the time.
All right. That's nice. All right. Go on then. Coping. What are our coping mechanisms?
Identify why you're feeling overwhelmed. Which ties back to every fucking episode of being self-aware and being able to identify that you are overwhelmed and being able to pinpoint what causes it.
Yeah. Well, I talk about it every week, but it's important.
Yeah.
How are you going to fix it if you don't know where the root cause is?
Use grounding techniques.
I like this one and I want to go further into it.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude. Have you heard of the 5-4-3-2-1 method? No.
I just hate the whole taking off your shoes.
No, you don't necessarily have to take off your shoes.
Well, the next part says to take off your shoes and socks and feel the ground and the dirt beneath you and spread your toes and plant your soles.
I don't like that idea either. That's an example.
It just sounds like woo fuckery.
Yeah, it is woo fuckery. No, it's the idea is you focus on five things.
That fucking chef guy. What puts his asshole to the sun?
I haven't come across that category.
You know,
I'll take your word for it.
Is it Pete Evans?
I'm not sure.
Is he on MasterChef?
I'm not sure. I don't watch MasterChef.
Anyway, he's big into the woo fuckery, and yeah, one of the things he like promoted once was like, yeah, like every morning, like point your asshole at the sun.
Okay.
Well, it's healthy. Recharges you.
Battery. That's how you recharge your battery. Yeah, nice. I thought that's where our batteries were.
Fucking battery.
Rather kickstart a landmine.
Yeah. Fucking hey. So much hair there, the sun wouldn't be able to recharge the solar panel anyway. We're fucking so off track today.
Oh yeah.
We're both tired. It's an important topic, but we're fucking.
It is, but we're just pissing around.
Yeah, we're not overwhelmed.
I'm just past it. You passed that point of overwhelm.
Yeah, that's what I said to you. I was like, oh, we can do it tomorrow, like if you want. I need to do it.
It's going to help me feel not overwhelmed. Ticking off small, it's not, we haven't got to this yet, but it's one of the coping mechanisms is ticking off small tasks as you go. And this is,
what's that?
This was, I think it was right at the bottom. I think. Oh, it was reading it somewhere. Oh, yeah. Break big tasks down tiny steps. Because if I record today, I can then do some post-work tomorrow and then the following day, and then I can break it down and then I don't have to rush it all on a Saturday night before
there
release.
There's so many ways to cope with it. I don't even want to go through all of them. One of the ones, though, that I will point out is actually really good is using ice as a distraction.
Using?
Ice. Not the drug, you fuckwit.
Yeah, ice cubes.
Yeah, so there's actually you can hold it or you can eat it, hold it in your mouth or whatever. But there's actually a thing that you do when this is a really good and proven method. So you get your a bowl or your sink and you fill it with ice water and you take a big breath and you dunk your fucking head in it for as long as you can and it resets your brain.
Did not know that.
Yeah, no, if someone's having a really bad panic attack or thoughts are blowing out of control and shit, feeling overwhelmed, anxious.
It makes sense because, all the blood would rush to your head, right?
Big shock to your system.
Yeah.
You're just
Oof. Yeah, okay. Yeah, one way to get the blood flowing, and that's, but it makes sense. I guess the science checks out.
They're even trained in it, too.
Yeah, okay.
It's not just a woo fuckery thing. It's no, that's actually a legitimate shock, restart to your thinking patterns.
Okay. I'll have to try that.
Yeah, when we hang out, I'll fucking test it on you.
Yeah. You ever been do you ever do the ice bucket challenge back in the day?
No, I wasn't a dickhead.
Let's go back. I didn't do it either, but
I was waiting for you to say you did.
No, I never did it. I got big eskies of ice chucked over me back in footy days. Yeah. We were doing the ice bucket challenge in footy 10 years before it was cool. Yeah.
Oh, you played really well today. Fucking yeah. There
you go. Gatorade shower.
Damn it.
Mm. Yeah. No, that is a good one. That's cool.
It's the most important one, but it's one that, I definitely
promote
and be like, yeah, fuck it. Don't forget to have a chop at that.
Mm. One I would like to talk about, and I hate it because I'm not very good at doing it. Because I'm stubborn. Feelings. No, I'm not good at that either. Identify what is within your control to change.
Nothing. It's all out of my control.
Exactly. No, it's really hard. It's a good one, though. It does make sense. Yeah. Work with what's within your control. It's something that I'm not very good at doing, but when you do it, it can really help because you can't fix what's in your control.
Exactly. It takes a lot of the stress off of the problem. If you are desperately trying to hold on to control when it's completely out of your control, you're just going to make the situation worse. You're going to stress yourself out even further. And the sooner you realize that sometimes shit happens and it's out of your control, the easier it is to just step back and go, fuck it.
That's right. Yeah, just take a step back.
Some of the shit that's gone on with me and some of the stuff that's still going on, I've gotten to the point where I've just gone, fuck it.
Yep.
Roll with it.
And sometimes that's all you can do. Yep. No, that's really good. There's heaps.
Over 20.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot of really good ones there. a lot of these we've talked about. You know, there's talk about, you know, doing some exercise.
We went through coping mechanisms in a whole fucking episode.
We did. They are. That's all they are. They're just coping mechanisms for feeling overwhelmed. A lot of the coping mechanisms that we spoke about in that episode can be used for lots of different mental health issues and topics that we cover off. So
listen to some music.
Yeah. Well, they're like, find a creative outlet. You know, doesn't have to be music, but that sort of thing. Don't even have to do it, but enjoy it. Like, go and enjoy some artwork. Go and enjoy some music. Go and enjoy some television. Just speaking about enjoying some television. Oh, that episode was amazing. It was good. It was really
Welcome
good.
Welcome to
I just,
the party.
Yeah,
I'm glad
I know.
You finally caught up.
I was happy to take my time with it because it's going to be a long time before we get any more of it. And I just finished watching the last episode of the season, the most recent season of Demon Slayer, and it was phenomenal.
You finished watching the last season?
No, there's going to be another half. Yeah, there's going to be more.
Oh, it's a movie.
Oh,
no more seasons. Shut up, you peasant.
So there's still gonna be more.
You're a fucking peasant.
They'll still break it into a season though, surely. Like, even if it's a movie, they'll break it up into 20 minutes.
I want to watch anime with dubs. Real anime enjoyers use subs.
I am happy to watch subs, and I do watch subs. I have watched subs. But I started Demon Slayer on a dub. I'm gonna finish it on a dub. I'm not swapping.
I feel like we don't
through.
Need to explain what subs and dubs are, but just in case, subs are being subtitles and dubs are being dubbed over in English.
I was really hoping you'd say dub titles.
Dub titles.
I thought I was like, please fuck this up, please fuck this up.
Thanks, man. You wouldn't have let me fucking live that down either.
No.
Fucking dub turtles. Would have been my new League of Legends name and everything.
That's great. Anyway, that's a really good TV show.
And you've been watching The Boys.
And I've been watching The Boys. The Boys is...
Fucking welcome to the party.
So, yeah, okay, all right. Settle down. I've got a life, remember?
I am your fucking life.
Anyway, careful with overwhelm. It can lead to...
It can fuck you up.
Yeah, it really can. If you're really overwhelmed with stuff, it can stop you from doing a lot of things too. Your fullest, you know, being 100% in different activities and things that you do in your day-to-day life. So it's really important to get on top of the overwhelm. Yeah.
It's the same as like any of the mental health topics that we've spoken about. Like, you know, if you let it get too out of control, it starts to affect everything.
Yeah.
Like, it'll start off as, you know, being a bit overstressed about something or a bit over emotional, and then all of a sudden you're not sleeping, you're not eating, you're fucking health problems, it spirals out into your relationships and friendships. It fucking just long story short, keep on top of shit. Start learning the signs.
That's
nip it in the bud.
Yeah, nip it in the bud. Good saying.
Is that a fucking saying you haven't heard before either?
Well, no. Of course I heard that before.
Oh, thank fuck. I thought you were serious. Fucking...
No, I just wanted to see your reaction. Anyway, look, we better take a quick little break thing that we do, and then...
I don't even need a break now, so...
Chat about some music. No, you don't. All right. Well, here's a word from our sponsors. And we'll be back in a moment. The Pain in Our Head podcast is proudly sponsored by Music Magic Co. and Brisbane rock band The Flying Circus. Visit the links in the podcast description for more information. Back to the show. Welcome back to this week's episode of the Pain in Our Head podcast. Thank you for joining us. I was going to say joining us, but this isn't live. Thanks for listening.
Let me fucking get comfortable before you cut straight back in, you munt.
I like to keep you on your toes. Look, we've been talking about overwhelm and its effect it can have on you, or the symptoms of overwhelm.
These toes.
What it can do to... I've never seen your foot tattoo. I'm actually very, very glad I finally got to see that.
Haven't you?
No.
Well, for those that's right, because
you're gonna get fuck yeah on your knuckles. Yeah. You've said this in the podcast. You're gonna get fuck yeah on your knuckles, and you're like, no, I can't do that. But I'll get it on my foot.
Yeah, so I got fuck on one foot and yeah on the other one.
Yeah, fuck yeah,
fuck yeah,
fuck yeah.
Because I say it a lot. Fuck yeah,
fuck yeah. And yeah, we've been talking about lots of different things. So yeah, thanks for listening. Hope you've enjoyed it so far. We're gonna chat about a little bit of music now. I want to firstly talk about Jack Black because we went on a massive tangent in the break and spoke about...
We had a fucking sing-along.
We did have a sing-along. Yeah, Tenacious D, The Pick of Destiny. If you haven't seen it...
I want to hear that sing-along now.
Go sing it. Yeah, yeah, I'll clip it. Anyway, we were singing one of the songs from the movie. Great movie. And just, yeah, we're talking about Jack Black. He's got an amazing voice. Envious of it. Like, just the highs and the lows and the mids are just, his range is incredible. Yeah, brilliant. Yep. Really, really cool.
Yep.
Mm, yep. Anyway, that was it. That's all I wanted to say about that. That was, just a shout out.
Shout out, Jack Black. We love you.
We do. You'll never listen to this, but oh well. I can dream, Harold. You seen that? my references are shit. Anyway, what are you talking about this week?
Predator.
Predator.
Siamese.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't think of that earlier because you've been slamming that.
It's a fucking banger.
It's good. It's very good.
Like drum and bass, but also metal. And I'm fucking here for it because I love drum and bass and, you know, Pendulum.
We still haven't spoken about Pendulum.
Can we just do it now?
Okay, let's do it right.
We're talking about drum and bass? Like,
yeah, okay. Yeah, Pendulum.
Fuck Pendulum. Pendulum. Rob Squire, I fucking love you. Rob Squire is the lead singer for Pendulum. He's Australian born, but then he moved over to the UK because that's where the fucking drum and bass was huge. So Pendulum is sort of Australian, but they're not. Oh my god, the Immersion album with Immersion. Like Watercolor and Witchcraft. Damn, I fucking love that album. Crush is on that album too. And then Devin Townsend did a remix of Crush, which is even fucking better than the original, which I found extremely hard to believe could ever be done, but here we fucking are. Oh, man, like, just brilliant band. I fucking love them.
They're fantastic. There's I think they've done a few Leica versions, haven't they?
Yeah, I think so. I've seen them come back a couple of times.
Yeah, but there's one that you showed me, and I just enjoyed the shit out of it. I can't remember if it was Anti-Hero. Color Fast.
Yeah, they did their own. They did in the same sitting, they did their own version, so their own song, which was Color Fast, and then they did the Anti-Hero by Taylor Swift.
Yes. Yeah, just fantastic. It's just so They're talented. They're just, I'd honestly, I hate using that word too, actually, because it's hard work. It's not talent. You put in hard work and that's what you get. But because if you say talent, that just undermines people's hard work. Anyway, yeah. I'm mad at myself for using that word. That is fantastic. They're just incredible musicians. The fact that they get that sound from their instruments that they play is just incredible. Incredible. Love the electric kit too.
There was another song that I sent you. It had that real big fucking heavy, like, I was like, oh, skip to this part of the song, and you're just like,
not sure, but so many good songs.
Looking it up now because it's gonna fucking.
It
was a recent one.
Maybe from the
Come Alive.
Come Alive, yeah.
Yep. Come Alive. Yeah. Holy shit. Like, the song's great for the whole thing, and then all of a sudden it just, like, gets heavy as shit, and you're just like, Also, I don't know if you knew, but they, like, sort of, like, broke up for a while.
Oh, really?
They went and created Knife Party.
Oh, Knife Party.
Yeah.
I have not heard any of their stuff.
After this episode, I'll introduce you to Knife Party.
Yeah, okay. Knife Party.
Still fucking Pendulum.
Yeah, okay.
But it was just like two or three of them went off and did it.
Okay.
Side project. Well, it's going to be like their main thing, and then they come back to Pendulum. Thank fuck.
Pendulum. Yep. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I was very impressed when you showed me because I'd never heard of them before. And I'm not really into that style or genre, but no, I just thoroughly enjoyed it. Yeah.
Yeah, no. I had a friend from World of Warcraft introduced me to Pendulum, like back during days of World of Warcraft. He was like, oh, check out this song. And he's like, do you like drum and bass? I'm like, I don't fucking know. So he showed me Painkiller.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm reaching in my pocket for... They've changed the lyrics to that. Because it was originally, I'm reaching in my pocket for a painkiller. And it's about doing drugs.
Now
it's, I'm reaching in my cupboard for a painkiller.
Yeah, because that's what more acceptable because it's...
I guess
it makes it sound like prescription.
Yeah.
Okay. That's weird.
Have you got a song you want to talk about in particular?
Fuck no, not really. I'm happy with just that Pendulum chat. We've been meaning to do that for ages. Like, yeah, because I'm gonna add a fair few of those. I reckon. Definitely gonna add the Anti-Hero, version.
Color Fast.
Yeah.
Why would you put the Anti-Hero? I don't think it's any good.
I don't mind it. It's all right. Yeah. But Color Fast, definitely. And that other, and I don't know, a few others, Come Alive. I think you showed me a live video of them doing Come Alive.
I think it's like footage from live, but I don't think it's a live audio.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
About to wrap this up. I'm fucking positive I can hear thunder.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you don't want that to happen to you last week.
Yeah.
The other day. Yeah, power outages. Good old storms.
Yep.
Okay. Sweet. Well, thank you for listening to this week's episode. Next week, we're going to talk about body image. Can't wait. Super excited for that. And yeah. That's all I have. That's it.
Fuck yeah.
Nice. See you next week. Yeah. Bye.
Bye.